I do a lot of interviews with franchisees and never seen someone with 1,000, and I know Jim was very impressed when he told me last night about it. So how have you managed to get so many good 5-star reviews over the years?
For me, I'm trying to provide some of the better service. Even my English is not perfect, if I find some of the issues, the TV signal issue, reception is very bad, I'm trying to explain what's happening in your place and there's some option A, B, C. But I always tell them option A or option B, option 3 has some of the pros and cons. I think they'll make us something a little bit comfortable or some that they believe my suggestion. I believe they really are happy with.
So I'm joined by Jake Lee today on our Jim's podcast. And first of all, Jake, you've just passed your 10 years with the Jim's group. So congratulations. I know Jim called you and that's why he emailed me. And you looked at your star rating and Jim thinks you've got the record star rating in the entire of Jim's group. So out of 5,000 franchisees, we think you've got the most 5-star reviews in the system, which is more than 1,000. So well done.
Yeah.
Well done. And we're going to present you with the Nakhor Silver membership as well. So this is basically 2 free nights to any Nakhor hotel across Australasia. There's all these benefits as well. So I'll get this to you once we finish the interview. But that's 2 free nights on us as well on behalf of Jim and the Jim's group. We thank you for what you're doing.
Let me just
start off with first, Jake. What were you doing prior to Jim's antennas?
I worked for a U.S. multinational company in Seoul branch. I immigrated from Korea in 2012. I used to work for the U.S. multinational company, mainly in charge of some of the accounting and finance. And the last few years, I used to work at some of that management team. Then I left some of the company right before coming to Australia. One for the pharmaceutical company named Merck Sharp & Dohme, MSD. And the other one is for cutting edge bearing company for Timken, and 11 years and 10 years. Yeah.
Wow. So you've come to Australia. Did you work over here or did you look to buy a business or what did you do?
No, I worked in the, but right after some that, came to some of Australia, I started some my business for distributing for, how do you say, ice drink or something like in purse. Then 1 year and I stopped because of some that it's a very slow adopt by the some that Australian people like some that it's a really cool and really nice drink, but the most of people reluctant to buy because it's a little different way of the some that drinking. So I stopped my business 1 year after. Then I got to know the some that Jim's antennas by chance, and I started some that this business because I like the some that audio visual devices and speakers or sound like that. So I got to know the some that Jim's antennas. I met Cameron, then Cameron make some that order process to start this business in 10 years back.
Yeah, so 10 years ago, did you come to do the training in Melbourne or where did you do the training?
The on-the-job training in on Perth and on the introduction for the whole package for the training in Melbourne. Then other job-related training is done in Perth with some of our trainer.
And you said you had an interest in audio-visual and digital stuff to do the antenna. So how has the division changed from 2012 to now? Because there's obviously a lot of new technology that comes out. You guys do a lot of new services and different things. So how has it changed from when you first started to where you are now?
There's a few things about differences. And at the beginning stage, when I started some of the Jim's antennas, and there's no star rating for some of the new system, for some of the P6. For example, like some of the previous work in some of the Korea, we've done some of that 360-degree feedback from some of the each stakeholders. For example, like a subordinate, or colleagues or my bosses like that. But in Jim's antennas, when I joined the Jim's antennas, we don't have any star rating at the time. Then a few years later, and then we started to some that get a star rating on the system standpoint. It's more user friendly. We can access it for some that any other job related to the system. So it's getting easier and getting friendly. But the income to the service standpoint, at the time, there's only one or two services we can provide from the customers. One for the antenna business, for some that supply and install antenna or something other antenna related for some the job and the AV system. But now we got many others from the job, like some that security and other security related job and the other CCTV or whatever, then we can provide some more wide range of the service to the customer. That's a little different than beginning stage and now.
Yeah, because you guys, even though it's called Gyms Antennas, like lots of gyms divisions, you can do a lot more than that, like data points, Wi-Fi, everything. So imagine it just tell customers, what are some more of the jobs they might not think you do that you have done in your business?
That's right. At the time, and the other some that broadband was some, the NBN is not widely spread out in the nationwide. Then that it's just started to spread, and we can get some more job for like some of the NBN or some other data or some other jobs is getting shipped from some of the antenna business to some of the other NBN and security job at the moment. So we started to get more wide range of some of the job.
Now, how do you learn those skills? Is there ongoing training to learn this stuff, or how do you go about learning those services?
There's many, many different ways to get some of the job training state current. And the one for some that we get some of the job from our manufacturer. Normally, for example, like some that there's many suppliers, for example, like some that if you need some of that security training relation for some of that some specific product or some of the specific the Beijing knowledge for some of this in the area, we can organize some of that supplier. This is some of the specialist for some of the training, and they're going to provide us with some of the product training with any other on the job training like that. So the other way we can participate in some of that industrial training education for some of the general for training. For example, like we need some qualification to the job, to do the job, for example, like a master table or any other some of the job related job for the some that's another side of the some of the training. But mostly in case of some of the product or some of the technical training, we can organize this, that the manufacturer or suppliers trainer.
Yeah. Great to hear. Yeah, some divisions like our pool care division as well, similar thing where the suppliers train them up and similar things to
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
Awesome.
That's right.
Now let's talk about the security side of it. So a lot of antennas franchisees can do the security component as well. So what sort of security services do you offer in your business?
We provide with some of the first is some of the security panel for some of the alarm system in the house. And the other one is people is more interested in some of that security because some of that surveillance for some of the surround their house for some of the CCTV. The main area is for some of the security panel, and the other one is for CCTV outside of some of the surround their house to monitor 24/7.
Is that becoming more popular from what you see with home security? People taking that more serious? Yeah.
More popular and getting more at the interactive for some of the people for some of that CCTV. That's the more popular and getting popular and bigger. Then I think it's just started from some of the teams. And as we started some of the CCTV business service to the customer last year, mainly, getting the number of some of the franchises interesting. They're gonna prepare for some of the qualification and the setup for the process to be some of the right qualification to the job. Then our team, and then we have 12 members, but we got seven or eight numbers of the franchises started to some of the security and CCTV business.
Yeah, is it a very popular service in your business? Do you find yourself doing a couple of those jobs a week, or how many jobs roughly do you do of those?
For antenna and security.
Just for security. Just let's say the security.
Just component. Security. Security. For me, I'm not ready. I'm in setting process. Okay. So we need two qualification. One for installer agent, installer license. The other is agent license. So I'm setting a process for that one. And mostly currently and other franchise and they are according to them and they got some of the getting more job from our CCTV and security area. But for me, mostly I work for some of the antenna and other MBN or some of the data or something. Job is more, most of some of the job from customer from now at the moment.
Yeah. So I was just going to literally ask you that. So in your business, Jake, most of your work is the antenna, let's say installation, you know, reception, and you're doing a lot of NBN and data in people's homes. And imagine talk. Yep.
Home theater system major. Home theater is very, very, very big business. Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about a home theater system side of it. So if someone calls you and says, I don't know what to do, what do you sort of advise them, or what are your things you're asking them, or what would you recommend for customers?
The technology is changing very fast. I mean, we have to try to stay current all the time, then we have to get all the information through internet or something, meet any other manufacturer to get some better product or some that. So if I meet the customer, we provide some option because there's many different tastes. All the customers had some different need and different requirement. For example, like some customer need some focus on some that projector or with some that white that screen, but some customer need some that bigger television with a bigger TV with some that distant model with some that depending on some that we trying to listen from the customer first for me, and I'm trying to get some their need. Then if they interest in some certain portion of the certain area, then we kind of provide one or two or three options to select from their side. And if we can give them some idea, then the customer are really happy with us that they're going to get they can select one or two or something from out of some option, then they can suggest us some that give them some that thought. Then if they accept it, then we can do the job normally like that.
Now, what's sort of more popular for your customers? Are people wanting projectors in their home, or they're wanting to just upgrade the sound, or what's the sort of thing you find?
Absolutely, country is TV, LED TV or OLED TV. TV is more bigger and bigger, and everybody believes the bigger is better. Then this is some conflict between Mrs. and Mr. Always Mr. is looking for I like some the 85. Jay, which one is better for you? And they asked me something from them, and I said, for me, bigger is the better, but Mrs. is not happy always because the 65 is big enough. But Mr. said always, no, 85 is 100, it will pass, because I agree with that, because it's just when you, Joel, you can think about when you buy a car, and you can think about the your budget, and you can think about some that future use, but I'm always recommend this if there's no any objection. Bigger is better and that more distant model. But some cases, some that people like some of the cheaper version with some made in. There's many wider selection of the TV from third tier, fourth tier, and the top tier. And I always recommend with some the top tier for Samsung and LG and Sony. But somebody like some the, have you heard about some of the TV brand Polaroid?
Polaroid?
Yes.
Polaroid. No, I haven't. No.
I never know. But they bought some the Polaroid or Tommy Ching and very weird brand. But if they can compare some the two TV like some app like that, Samsung or then Polaroid is totally different. But if they bought from some that Aldi, and it's okay still, but picture standpoint is rubbish. But there's many different tastes from the customer. But I'm always afraid of some. Oh, you make a good decision. It's very cheap and good TV, but not perfect. Yes.
Now let's talk about the Wi-Fi NBN side of your business. So what sort of things are you doing for people's home? Is it improving their internet speed connection, or what sort of services around that sort of thing are you doing?
Mostly for NBN business and the relocation of the NBN outlet, because they need some that little more wide or fast internet in their house. But sometimes I don't know why the first telecommunication outlet is always put it in Western Los Angeles. I found that many of the first TO, telecommunication outlet, is on kitchen area. But they don't like it because why the modem should be put in this area? There's a lot of job for the relocation from kitchen or some weird place from the center of the house to get the widespread of all the house with the one modem. That's the relocation of the NBN outlet is the first job of the NBN area. Then the other one is for the Wi-Fi repeater, because the shape of the house is very long and big, then it's not possible to reach all the corner of the house with the Wi-Fi signal. So we provide with some hard wiring with the Wi-Fi repeater, make it all the house is the same speed and same strength and quality of the signal. Then they are happy with that. That's a big job with some of that NBN area.
And in your opinion, what's the best Wi-Fi router? There's obviously a lot of options, but what sort of one do you recommend to customers or you prefer to use?
Depending on the environment, for example, like the small side of the house, I recommend with the better, stronger Wi-Fi signal for 5G or something, 2.4G antenna with the stronger signal equipped with the modem. That's the first choice. Otherwise, I'm going to recommend with that Wi-Fi repeater. But most of the people, they're going to do their by themselves. For instance, they put it in wireless Wi-Fi repeater. Always they're going to put it in one side and the other, sender and receiver. Then they're going to connection with some of the wireless repeater. But it's always there, fluctuated all the time like this. So if I provide some of the hardwired one repeater in that area, it's totally different. And they feel like some of the steady and stable, and they are happy with that. Mm. So depending on some of the house by house and customer by customer and commercial by commercial, but I can't tell at work in what on one mark because it's very, very different. Yeah.
Now your business, Jake, you mentioned commercial. Do you do much commercial work, or what sort of stuff are you doing for commercial clients?
Data outlet was some of the setting up with some of their Wi-Fi signal or TV system, everything. Then even PA system, like some of the public, the speaker like that, then we provide with some of that kind of some of the service to some of that commercial area.
Oh, awesome. Now, in regards to your business, how have you managed to get so many 5-star ratings over the years? Because it's a record for gyms. I don't know anyone. Well, I do a lot of interviews with franchisees, and I think the most I've seen is like 600 5-star reviews. I've never seen someone with 1,000, and I know Jim was very impressed when he told me last night about it. So how have you managed to get so many good 5-star reviews over the years?
Joel, to be honest, Andy, I think everybody gets such a rate, like some of that, from the customer, everybody gets the same rate, like 5 all the time. But for me, I'm trying to provide some of the better service. My English is not perfect though, and I'm trying to explain if I find some of the issues and trying to explain what's happening in your place. For example, like antenna, the TV signal issue, reception is very bad. I'm trying to explain what's happening in your place, and there's some option ABC. I always tell them option A or option B, option 3 has some of the pros and cons, and I'm going to give them some of the as many options. Then they can select some out of some option. I think that make us some that will be comfortable or some that they believe my suggestion. Some people like some it's a different customers have some the different tendency. Like some people like to believe you're trying to leave them up. But I'm trying to honest, and I'm gonna trying to give them some that many options with some that as I knowledge, as based on my knowledge, and I'm gonna provide them some that much as it, choice, and that they can select it, then they can, I believe they really happy with that. That's the one thing. And the other one is, I always, my work of the belief is the customer is always right. For example, like even I got some the complaint from a customer, I trying to find some the lesson learned from some that customer. But I trying to, this is some the miscommunication between, mostly, I got a few, three or four for the last many years, and I got 4-1 rating. Do you know why I got this one rating?
No.
Star rating is 1. I got 4 for the last 10 years. All this is for the miscommunication between myself and customer. And for example, elderly people, and I give them some the time and day. Then I'm going to pop in your place a certain time and day, then we agree it. But sometimes the customer waiting. Jake is not turn up today. But I give them some different day and different time. Then I'm trying to explain, and I'm going to reschedule for the up in there. They are always a little bit unhappy with some that not turn up today. Then that's the make a little bit different. But that's the mostly miscommunication. But the other job relation with the service, and I'm definitely say everybody happy with that. But the problem is communication. So I believe it's communication is a really key success factor and attitude for us in our business.
So with communication, let's just outline it for people. So key communication to you is obviously giving them the time when you're going to rock up, and making sure that if you're not going to be there on that time, you text or you call them and tell them you're going to be a bit later. And then obviously following up post-job, do you do any following up post-job?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. If I'm a little bit running late, I give them a text message or some that phone, and I'm on the way, and I'll receive in 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and I'm going to, if I'm ready or if I need to risk it, I'm not trying to reschedule, because one time is fine, but or two times or three times, a customer may not happy with some of the rescheduling. So I'm trying to keep the some of the keeping on time turn up, like some that within 10 minutes or some that within 20 minutes, but one time turn up is really important first, and the with the smiling and with the some of the good appearance, with some of the nice and tidy clothes, and the then make us some little, make us like our customer happy with that. Then work standpoint, I'm trying to make as much as follow with the, some of the customers need. Because if I have some that differs my opinion, and I'm going to try to explain him this one is better, and but that is better. But if they want it, some that certain, there's a specific region from us in the customer, for example, like some the TV point or ambient outlet, they need some that, for example, like they don't have to get us some that 4 or 5. In terms of some of the customers, the closest standpoint, 4 data point is almost 12 grand, for example. But they usually use some of the mobile devices, like some that the tablet or some of the mobile phone like that. In their family members all use some of the mobile devices. Then the better idea some that the investigator some of the needs of some of that Wi-Fi or internet, then I really recommend you some of that Wi-Fi repeater or some of the boost is better option for the, some that they can spend that some that 600 or 700, they can save their money 500 or 400 like that. Then I'm recommend that option, and that they're really happy with the some that save their money, and that's the another way to. But if we get the some that, if we put it in the some the 4 or 5 data point, we can get a little more money. But always they give them some their they tell about me to their friends or family
referral.
Yeah. Some that another opportunity to make a business for me. It's very, very important. Yeah.
That's great pointing that out, Jake. Yeah. As you alluded to, some other companies may go for that, offer them that one option, which is a lot more expensive because they're going to make more money out of it. But that person might feel as though they get ripped off and never recommend them to anyone. Whereas you're giving exactly. them the honest answer, which might cost you money here, but you're getting 3 or 4 referrals, which is going to give you more money in the long run. So doing the right thing pays off. Yeah.
That's right. There's another key success or some that the success business of this, the fact of our business is, as I said, attitude and communication and referral is really important. Yep.
Yeah. So in your business, do you rely on leads a little bit, or do you get everything from referral, or how are you generating your work?
The 60% came from some that read, and the rest of the 40%, it depending on the some decision and the, depending on the, some the job, but mostly, I think it's 50-50 now, and with some of that from a lead from call center, and the rest of the 50% from a reporter and my existing customers, and customers' friend, customers' family members, and give me some of the job like that. Yeah.
Now, when you get a lead from the call center, how quickly do you call the lead?
Within 5 minutes.
Yeah. But yeah, are people surprised that you call that quick? It sounds like a basic thing that you get a most job lead, you call. Yeah.
That's right, Jordan. Most of the customers are surprised. Oh, it's okay. Oh, it's okay, like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's very easy. While working, and I'm going to grab my phone and call in, and the, hey, this is Jim Santana, Jake speaking, and I'm going to give them some that I'm going to pop in your place this hour or tomorrow, and it's really easy to, but to make it quick. Otherwise, they're waiting, and even if I call sometime, they got some that find someone else to.
Yeah. It sounds simple, but it's such a big important thing for conversion rate to call within ASAP, right? Literally as soon as you get the lead, and as you would know from how big your business is. Yeah. Now, how many jobs do you roughly do a week in your business, Jake? I know that can depend on the size of the job, but how many jobs do you do a week?
A day. I'm going to tell you a day. Mostly I have some of the job four or five a day, depending on the job. For them, big job, 1 or 2, but mostly I have a job, it's 4 or 5. I got a through that lead from a through that 40 more or less from call center, the rest of the 40 to 50 from the forum and the existing customers. And 1 month I got 80 to 100 between.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. Now, I just want to ask you real quickly before we go, is are you happy with what you're making in terms of income? You've been around for 10 years, which is fantastic. Are you happy with the lifestyle, and you're happy with what you're making in your business?
The most benefit for me, for the last 20 years, when I worked in Korea, in Seoul, as a management team in US multinational company, it's not possible to balance work and life. That and we have some different work ethic in Korea because we have to put work first all the time, right under some that life. But now I can put my life first if I want. Then that's the one of the some that advantage for us to balance with some the work and life. That's the biggest thing. I'm really happy with that. But in terms of some that income standpoint and the at the beginning stage, it's not we have to reflect with some of that price index, but at the time, and I'm happy with it always because I'm, as for my franchise said, I'm a little bit top quartile performer. So I believe always happy with some of that income standpoint. So
yeah,
I'm happy with that.
That's great. And you get that, as you said, that lifestyle benefit where, you know, works might not be first for you now. Like you obviously,
it's fine.
Yeah. So it works, you know, You're not you know, living to work. You're working, you know, you're working to live and that sort of thing. So, Jake, I'll leave it there, mate. Thank you very much for your time today. I know you've been busy.
Thank you for having me with this. Yeah, thank you for having me with this. Yeah.
But it's great to meet someone like you. You know, Jim was very, very impressed with meeting, with calling someone who's been around for 10 years with your star rating. It's definitely a record from what I know in the Jim's group. And you obviously you do a fantastic job. And your English is great, mate. So don't worry about your English not being great. I'm sure everyone got a lot out of that. So on behalf of Jim's, we're going to get this to you. It will send you an email in 5 days to create an account with a call and you get 2 free nights at any of your core hotel. There's heaps of them around there. Be lobbed in Perth and you get 50% of dining bills and drinks and all that sort of stuff. So have a good couple nights out on Jim's. And on behalf of Jim's Group, we thank you for all the great work you're doing. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Joel. And thank you very much. And please convey my message to Jim. I'm happy with that. And I'm really enjoying some of the voucher.
No worries. Thanks, Jake. No worries, mate. See you, mate.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the episode of the Jim's Podcast. If you want to learn more about the Jim's Group, head to jims.net or call us on 131 546 Australia or 0800 454 654 New Zealand. And if you did like the episode as well, please make sure you leave a review or a comment or a thumbs up or a comment on the video as well. We appreciate your support. And until next episode, we hope you have a great week.